Kenny Blumenfeld is with me, senior climatologist from the Minnesota DNR, here to talk about all the liquid that we've been seeing this past week. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Thank you. And I'm just going to say, wow. Wow.
Right. And I was reading in your blog about how you absolutely love drama and high weather events. And so I hope this one at least did not leave you with a big feeling of letdown. There was on, I guess, Thursday morning when we had no power, I thought, oh, this is something, even though I knew that wasn't the most charitable thought. There's hardship when there's no power in the winter. But yeah, we've had a lot of different things going on here.
Well, why don't you tell me, and then we can get into some overview and analysis after that. So what kind of, we're a little bit cut off from information. There were so many power outages. There's only kind of pieces of information streaming down to us here at the climate office. So we know that DNR had wanted to advise people not to use trails, especially with snowmobile equipment, because there was a high likelihood of fallen limbs that were then buried by the snow.
Oh, yeah.
And so that kind of hazard we have heard of from folks in the Finland area, that snow removal contractors can't use their normal equipment. And then we're going into town into other places trying to get heavier equipment to move snow because it was such a massive load. I saw the snowfall reports, but what were the experiences in Two Harbors?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was, you know, the lake is just an incredible force to be reckoned with because most of us who lived like within a block of the lake, I'd say, had, essentially a slush event. I mean, we had wet snow for the first half day and then it just kind of went to rain or sleet or something. But the wind, you know, it really was a full on December gale with the breaking waves creating an inferno at the breakwall. So that was fun. And then we even had a break, as predicted, that I think there was even a little bit of sun for a little bit in there. And that was on Wednesday, I guess, before it got. And then Wednesday night, it went back into the you know, heavy snow, but really just more like slush. And so I think the main issue really has been how to deal with it now that it's over. I know that even the north part of town, they got, you know, sizable snow that they're shoveling snow. We're still just kind of moving water and big things of slush. Like if you go into the day of the storm when we were walking in town, the intersections were completely underwater because the drains were all covered with this piles of slush. So even if it started to drain, then the big chunks of snow would get in the way. So I think, you know, flooding was actually an issue. Generally, though, out of town, like up the hill, they're reporting over 20 inches of heavy, wet snow. And so, yeah, dealing with that has been its own challenge. But, you know, just talked to a woman up the Drummond Grade this morning who says she's 12 miles inland by Stewart Lake. She got 22 and a half inches on the ground now, and the roads are cleared and the power is back. And so it does seem like people are responding and it's all working. But there was just a lot of moisture. I know we got over 2 inches of rain because we measured that. Most people have had over 2 inches of rain, whether it fell as rain or snow.
Yeah, it was a lot of precipitation. Yeah, that's consistent with what we've heard. The big kind of champion reports, none of this is final or official yet. I note that Northeast Minnesota, your area, is back into a winter weather advisory. If you look at the radar, there are more squalls of snow kind of passing now across the area. Just, you know, they're scattered mostly in Lake County, but some in Cook County, and that's probably going to continue on and off for today. Some of them are actually pretty heavy but short-lived little squalls, and they're mostly inland. I'd say that for, you know, well over 90 to 95%, maybe even higher, of the snow has already fallen. The precipitation is mostly done, but we are still in the circulation of this system. So, you know, you might get, some areas might get an inch or two. What we've seen so far for totals, one of the biggest ones reported has been in one of the cooperative observers to the northwest of Two Harbors. It's actually There's two cooperative National Weather Service observers, one in town, and they did not get very much snow, kind of like what you reported. And the one out of town has been clocking in around 27, 28 inches, depending on which report you look at. Yeah, that's back there, you know, northwest of town, pretty far inland. It's about 7 miles out of town. And we've had other reports in the area that would corroborate that. So near Wales or southeast of Wales, 28 inches, 25 inches to the northeast of Wales, 28 inches west of Beaver Bay. So the big ones where you're approaching, you know, you're in that 25 to 30 inch range are right in the kind of usual spots, inland, off the lake a few miles or more, stretching basically from Duluth, the west and upper side of Duluth along the shore, not making it quite to the Grand Marais area. The amounts are a little less there. And then we also saw some large totals up in the Hibbing and Chisholm area where 20-inch totals were common. This is a big storm, lots of precipitation, very wet. And I think the thing that you're describing is really what sets this storm apart. We've obviously, you know, they're not super common, but it's not that unusual to get widespread 20-plus-inch totals in northeastern Minnesota from a snowstorm. Everyone's got stories of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What makes this one a little unusual is the water content of that snow. This is not, you know, when it's really cold, if it's say 15 or 20 degrees and you got a wind blowing off of Lake Superior that's enhancing an already existing weather system, it's pretty easy to get a foot and a half or 2 feet of snow in that situation. And when you melt it all down, you maybe have an inch, maybe a little more precipitation. But this is one where the water content of the snow has been extremely high. You know, it's been taking about 1 to 1.25 inches of precipitation to get you 10 inches of snow. And so these areas that are coming in with 25, almost 30 inches of snow likely have close to 3 inches of total precipitation. And that's an unusual quantity, especially during December. You know, it's not that unusual to have a cement mixer kind of snowstorm in November or even late October in your neck of the woods, or in March or April when temperatures tend to be, you know, around freezing and there's not as much cold air in place. But to have that in December is a little bit unusual, not unheard of, but this storm, you know, has a lot of elements that were not unheard of, but were pretty unusual. And when you add it all up, it's a remarkable storm.
Yeah, it seems like just the, like you said, the amount of water and the warm temperatures. I mean, that's why so much moisture could be held in the air, I guess, because, you know, when we were really dreading the state of the roads once this all was done. But in town, amazingly, it was so warm that it's, you know, once they removed the snow, you know, there's maybe a glaze of moisture on there from the last mist or whatever. But, you know, once it actually gets below freezing, you know, right about now, it just seems like it's actually most of the water has drained out. And I'm also wondering is this really good news for our drought tendencies? I mean, this is just a lot of moisture that presumably is going to sink through the earth in the spring.
Oh, yeah. No, this definitely did not hurt. My colleague, who you sometimes speak to, Pete, talks about how usually in the wintertime you can't utilize, you know, you can only utilize for sort of drought-fighting purposes between 5% and 50% of the precipitation that you receive. And that's because so much of it just, you know, runs off of the frozen ground. One of the odd benefits of this storm across the state, and especially in the very dry areas down in, you know, down here in southern Minnesota, is that there really isn't very deep soil frost right now. We actually had this confirmed. I spoke with some people in the agricultural community yesterday, and a lot of them were able to confirm that the frost just isn't very deep and that the ground is still pretty mushy because of early snow cover and mild conditions. And so there is a chance anyway that this precipitation will be utilized. And some of that stuff that fell almost, you know, is effectively rain. It melted and got into the ground. hopefully some of that got utilized by the dry soils. So yeah, it's not, you know, I don't think it could pull you out of a drought, but it's definitely something to consider. And, you know, Minnesota got an average of about an inch of precipitation over the state, and there are some areas that got much more, a few areas that got less, but a lot of precipitation to get in a few days in December. Also, to your point about the quality of the snow and the temperatures, that was another thing that was unusual about this storm. Again, not unheard of, but a little even more unusual given the time of the year. It had no access, I mean none, to cold air.
Yeah.
And that's unusual. Usually a weather system, you know, with its counterclockwise circulation, once you get on the back side of it, where we have been for the last couple days, once you get on the back side of it and you start getting winds that are coming out from the northeast and the north and northwest even, you usually are pulling down much colder air, and we just didn't do that. In fact, we're not really going to see temperatures dropping until the storm is somewhat out of here and is being replaced by a different weather system. So that kept across Minnesota temperatures around or even above freezing, and that kept the snow from really piling up even more. I mean, just imagine if all of this moisture had fallen, but the temperatures were, you know, 20 degrees, you'd have enormous piles of snow.
Yeah.
And then you'd probably be talking about record snowfall accumulations in some areas. So
Right. So the accumulation is maybe a little less, but super heavy. And then, Kenny, tell us briefly what's coming.
Yeah, you know, lingering snow showers. I don't think we're quite done yet. But, again, most of the damage has been done. Might get a few more inches today. And then I would say by tomorrow morning, the snow will pretty much be done. Temperatures are going to drop, but nothing unbelievable. You know, you'll probably have some of the inland areas fall below zero. Low-lying areas get below zero by the end of the weekend. And then next week will be colder, but not even classic Minnesota cold. Just some, you know, some below zero nights. We'll probably get teens and 20s below zero in the really cold places. But it's much colder, and there are more weather systems coming through the region. We don't know if they'll hit us, but I don't think we're out of this pattern yet. It's pretty active, as we say. So colder and more potential snow on the way.
Ah, good. I like to hear that. Because in town, it would be really nice to cover up this pack of whatever you want to call it. Even a couple inches would help. So maybe we'll get that today.
Yeah.
And good to hear that things are going to look a little bit more like December, end of December this week. So hopefully we'll hear again next week and have an updated picture then. Thanks so much, Kenny.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot, Katya.
Yep. Bye-bye. You're listening to Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.